Hello, everybody. Welcome to Glad You're Here. Today, we're going to be talking with James Eugene Russell. And before we get into the show, I just want to take a quick second and thank the show's sponsor, Car Concierge, for making this exist. Let me tell you a little bit about them. If you're trying to look for a new car and you don't have the time, or maybe those past experiences with some shady dealerships and salespeople has really made you just want to avoid starting the search for that new vehicle altogether, all right, Car Concierge gets it, and that's exactly why they exist. They're going to work directly with you to understand what you're looking for in your ideal vehicle, and then they're going to take the search on for you, right? So it's going to save you endless amounts of time and questions by working with Car Concierge, because they're going to search, find, negotiate, and ultimately deliver your dream car directly to you without you having to step foot in a car dealership. Visit their website at gocarconcierge.com down in the show notes, or call 612-662-7788 to get started today. Thanks, and hope you enjoy the show.
James Eugene Russell, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Good deal. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of podcasts when I walk around, delivery mail, and I've listened to a bunch of the ones you've done.
Yeah, no, thanks, man. You're a mailman?
Yeah.
I love that.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah. How long have you been a mailman?
Like 8 years or so.
Yeah?
It's a good gig. Maybe a little bit more. I don't know, something like around there.
Yeah, so you get the government pension, the government...
It's not really... it's good. It's not like it used to be, like they always talk about.
Yeah, not like it used to be.
Yeah. It is a federal thing, but, you know, yeah, it's hard to explain, but like everyone's like, oh, our taxes pay. It's like it's all postage stuff. It's weird, but whatever. Yeah. It's a weird, but it is nice. I mean, yeah, it's like I got unions to have your back. You know, it's nice. It's a hard job to lose, I guess. So it's just good when I've lost a bunch in the past. That was more like, you know, that, you know, I don't do that. Yeah, whatever. It's long story, but
I know. Yeah. I feel it.
Yeah. I basically got sober and became a mailman.
Nice.
And then that's kind of a, and that's usually reasons why I lost other jobs in the past. So I won't lose, you know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I get
I've
it.
I've seen some people who are like, man, that guy has his job still. Jesus. It's weird, but whatever. It's awesome. It's a great job. My joke is I get paid to walk around in circles.
That's awesome.
And I just have to match two numbers together.
That's pretty good.
Usually, you know, that's, most of the time.
Yeah.
Correctly. You know?
Yeah. Most of the time it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always amazed that, like, systems amaze me. You know, just like, how does I drop a letter into a mailbox and it shows up at an address thousands of miles away? Like, the systems that are in that process.
Well, this one, I mean, it's been around since the early, beginning of...
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, United States Postal Service has been around for how many years?
It was horses and Ben Franklin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I think they have it. I mean, sometimes their system is archaic.
Yep.
Like, there's a few times, like, when I saw their computers one time, I was like, wow, you guys use this stuff? Like, when I first started, they've had some up a little bit, but still, I was like, wow. But it's been around for so long, they don't want to change it if it's good.
They got to figure it out.
But that's also sometimes why people get, there's a certain things that, like, oh, whatever. Could go a little smoother, but I think I mean, UPS gives us stuff to go to places because they don't go to every address. We go to every single address.
Yeah.
So that's why you see one of us taking a UPS package somewhere.
Because
they won't go to every place we do.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a crazy thing. I like it. I'm by myself most of the day.
Nice.
After most of my life of working almost every crazy job, being around, you know, like just either customers or other people, just like it's like service industry to... I've worked gas stations. I've worked in like working crews and just hearing some awful, like working with awful people.
Yep.
Just having to keep your mouth shut because you're a tiny guy.
Those jobs will wear you
down. Yeah, I know. It's like stuff like that. Just like drunk people. I couldn't, you know, just any of that stuff. It's like I'm by myself all day. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's super.
And nice. I just think about stuff. And
well, you got a lot of time to write songs, John Prine style.
Yep. That's, it is nice. It does kind of can drive you sick. Because you think about stuff all the time over and over again. I do that.
Yep.
It's the way my brain works. But yeah, like think about songs. I listen to a lot of, think about my own songs. I listen to songs, mostly like radio and podcasts more than music sometimes, honestly. Because I listen to so much music. It's like, I like to hear talking.
I get it.
I'm not around people. So it's like, it makes me feel comfortable. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But I listen, Bill Burr is one of my favorite ones. I love
He's got such a good podcast.
Oh, it's like, I like his take on stuff.
Yeah.
He's like just kind of right in the middle of everything and just like, yeah. It's awesome. I love it. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, that's.
And he's also, not drinking because he's trying not to let his kids see that side of him, and he doesn't want to. He's like, it's got to stop with me.
Good for him.
Yeah. Hey, that's. And I always laugh. I was like, I like that. You know. I was like, that's what I always say. I was like, my kid, you know, I don't, you know, whatever. It's that's awesome. So it comes out a couple times a week. So it's like he talks about what it's
keeps you going. He talks about whatever's on his mind.
Yeah, exactly. And then what's going on. I like it. Whatever. But that and music podcasts. A lot of music podcasts, like interviews and.
Yep.
So I found out a lot of good bands over the years of just people interviewing so many. Chris Shiflett used to do a lot of good stuff.
Yep.
Chris
Shiflett, he's got the Walking the Floor podcast, right?
Is that the one? Yeah, he's probably done it for a bit now. I don't know what's going on. But I mean, that's honestly where I think we heard Tyler Childers maybe for the first time on there. Like it was right when that. Yeah, either way, a few people I was like, whoa, this is.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's cool. Either way, I like that stuff. It's awesome.
I dig it.
That's what I do now.
So. Yeah, I love it. Well, I'm glad to have you here. And
I can.
I
can go with a. I told him I was like, you're gonna have to, wrangle me in because I'll talk about one thing forever.
It's all good. I'm very used to talking to musicians. We are the misfit toys of society. Yep. So it's kind of part of the deal. You know, it's what we're about. It's why we do what we do. All that to say, you are a songwriter, you are a performer, a musician around the Twin Cities area. I picked a good job here for a guy who can't talk well. what got you into making music and writing songs?
I don't know. I think that the first thing I always liked music. Since a little kid, I liked it. And then I would say, like, it's probably, I like that Daytime Monkey. Like, when I was a little kid, that was always on.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, whatever. I like music. I just always liked it. And then it was when somebody in school played me Guns N' Roses.
Ooh.
When Appetite was out, and then it kind of changed my world as, like, a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And I kind of obsessed about that. And I wanted to play guitar. And I almost right away, when I wasn't really good at guitar, I was, like, trying to write songs, like, but more like I wasn't trying to, as much as I wish I could be a shredder, and I think that'd be so cool, and it'd probably fit my personality better, because I'm not trying to be the front guy. I'm not that, it's weird.
Get it, yeah.
I wish I could just, like, kind of just do one thing that people look at me for, for like a couple, 30 seconds, and then, like, go back to the.
I wish I would have been a bass player.
Oh.
You know, you could just kind of hide out in the back.
That's true.
Hold down the low end.
But then sometimes you kind of do have to, like, what do I gotta do? And, like, you get told what to do a little bit more often than you.
That's the other side of it.
Unless you're
right?
Like, it depends, unless you're Primus, I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm kidding. But, I think I just kind of always liked songs and writing songs. And I wish I would have stuck with metal longer before I got into punk rock and alternative music. Because that was, my brother got me into that stuff.
Yep.
Because then I'd probably be a way better guitar player.
Yep.
Some of my friends are really good. I remember one of my old bands is like, damn, how do you do that? He's like, I tried to play every Dimebag Darrell thing I could.
There you go.
Every Pantera song I could, and now he plays indie rock, and he can pretty much do whatever he wanted.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Dimebag and metal and Pantera, it's like classical music.
Yeah, so it was because he was doing things with his fingers, and it was a punk band. I was like, Jesus, I hadn't seen that yet. I mean, you see it in country music.
Yep.
But I hadn't seen it in, like, a punk band. I was like, it's because he's, whatever.
That's,
I just try to surround myself by very talented musicians that I chose to write songs and they chose to practice and
learn
the scales better.
It's a good way to do it, you just gotta remember the words and play the guitar.
Isn't that the dream? I gotta work on that next, I guess.
I'm still working on it, man. Yes, yeah,
and you'll see me slip on some words here and there.
Yeah, it happens. It's the whole deal. So you would you consider yourself more of a songwriter then? That's kind of your main thing.
I would probably say so.
Yeah,
I mean, I do like guitar stuff and, like, depending what band style band. If it's, like, a more of a weird rock and roll, like, kind of like that Drive Like Jehu type stuff.
Oh yeah,
like weirder. I like playing guitar in those bands, like when I played in, like, hardcore bands.
Yeah.
Because it's more about just coming up with the weirdest evil sounding rock and roll music. And it was like, you don't necessarily have to play necessarily fast or whatever. It was about coming up with something that maybe it doesn't, that no one else is, whatever, just weird stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
But I would consider myself usually more a guitar player. If I write a song for myself, mostly it's going to have a chorus and it's going to try, you know, it's just,
yeah,
it's just the way I write. So, and it's how I think about, like, what's the chorus, what's the verse.
Yeah. I dig your songwriting, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It's very, I appreciate it. It's very honest. You don't pull any punches on anything.
I just kind of learned. It's just, I think it's easier to, I just don't like the BS. Like, you hear it sometimes and stuff when it's like, I don't know, I'm not going to sing about going down to Nashville, I'm not going to sing about stuff I don't, I'm not going to use Southern words in my music. I'm not going to sing about the holler. I'm not going to sing about this or that. It's like,
it's not the world you live in.
Yeah. It's not the world I understand.
Yep.
Or, it's like, I'm going to sing about, the lakes in the Midwest in the winter, I guess. I don't know.
100%.
And then you still just kind of sing about your relationships and how you feel about your life, what you're doing, good or bad. And it's hard to write good stuff. Yeah. When I'm happy, I just go do stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I get it.
I like to hang out and see people when I'm feeling that crap and sad and depressed or mad at myself or somebody. It's like, I don't want to see anybody, usually. And that's when I'm by myself, and then it's like, oh, there's a guitar there, and it's just easier.
Yeah, and then it gives you time to process whatever you're going through, too, and you can make it into a song later. You don't have to try and be your own therapist in the moment.
Yeah.
You can go and live.
Yeah. But I do think it's honest is good. Recently saw that stuff about Jason Isbell and Justin Thomas Earl's wife, and I understand how that stuff can be hard for people, and I see both sides of it. It's weird. That's weird to see it, like, actually, that stuff kind of, whoa, that's out in the, it's out there. I see what Jason was kind of saying, and I also see what she's saying. It sucks. It is, I don't know, I've never, obviously not that famous to be like, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's weird, but I see what he's saying. It's like, sometimes he's, for me, it's, I don't know how to write. It's weird to write not about true stuff.
Yeah,
it doesn't come off. I don't know, it just feels weird to sing it sometimes, and also it just doesn't feel right. It feels weird.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, and I've been thinking about that Jason Isbell, Justin Towns Earl thing lately too, and I don't know where I've come down on it, because I kind of am in the same boat.
He did seem a little like, whoa, like, I get it, like, the victims is a hard word to swallow. I don't, but. And also, I a young daughter. I have daughters. I get it, but there's choices. There's truth. I mean, it's not like it's not going to get back or anything. It's just probably your age. I just don't, it's hard to read both things, but whatever. I get it.
Exactly.
I remember watching that Tom Petty documentary.
Yeah.
And they said after his divorce, he could have had a really, really good, honest, awesome, crazy record, but he kind of laid back and didn't give a lot. And that, they said it. Maybe it would have been a better record if he did.
Yep.
But he didn't want the victims, I guess.
God, that's so Tom Petty.
You know what I mean?
That fits his character. That fits his personality.
And honestly, that's why I don't know. That's why people probably respect that dude. I mean, I like Jason Isbell's one of my favorite singer-songwriters ever.
He's one of my favorite songwriters, too. I have a few gripes trucker, with him. Yeah, definitely.
First time I heard the Truckers, I did like him, but I was like, my wife was trying to, Becky was like, and I think I probably heard her passing song first. So I was like, I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
And then I think I probably heard one. I was like, whoa, what? I didn't know they had all the singers. And I was like, wow.
Same.
And it just blew my mind. It was so good.
Yeah, I didn't know it. I was a kid. I was a teenager when I first heard the Truckers. And I was gravitated towards the Jason songs. And again, I didn't know that it was different singers. And so I was like, man, some of these songs are great. And then some of these songs, I don't like at all.
You sick on these ones? I don't know what happened there.
I like the Mike Hood ones.
No, they're all, he's I like it. I mean, I like them all, but Jason, just like, you get it, why he's where he is in the world of music.
Exactly. There's a different world there between.
That's why I was actually kind of, it was weird. Like, luckily I was, I'm older. You're saying you're a kid. I got to see some of that stuff,
Oh yeah.
That's actually where, I remember, funny story, I was working at the Triple Rock. I was having after.
Rest in peace, Triple Rock.
I know, that place was great. I wish that place was around.
Yeah.
That place always supported all my, music over the years. And good dudes. It's just part of my background history of punk stuff and everything. Yeah. But I was having a couple drinks after a shift, and Becky's like, and I was going to go to the Truckers. And then she was like, Becky calls me and says, you got to get down here. he's like, you gotta see the opening band.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? He's like, he's awesome. He sounds like Ben Nichols, and he's got a cowboy hat. I'm like, what? I was like, so I, you know, get down there soon. And it was Ryan Bingham.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
But, you know, that's how she described him to me. Yeah. Like, sounds like Ben Nichols, but he's got a cowboy hat. I was like, you'll love it.
Yeah.
And I got down there. That was when his first record. That was awesome. Yeah. But yeah, it's funny. Now he's the actor, Ryan Bingham.
Everyone knows him from Yellowstone.
I know. It's so crazy.
Isn't it interesting how that stuff works out? Yeah. Well, I mean, there's going to be people that know Jason Isbell as an actor,
yep,
too.
Same, oh, I know.
It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. I know. That's so fun. That's so weird. Yeah. Whatever. That's good. I mean,
whatever, right? Whatever. Everyone's got to pay the bills, you know?
And speaking of, I see you're wearing that Trampled.
Oh, yeah.
The show today, Jason Isbell.
Trampled and Turnpike, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Turnpike Troop. I was like, man.
What a lineup. What a lineup.
I know. Man. I was like, wow. Yeah. That's a good, I saw that, oh, that'd be such a good show to see. Oh,
man, I know.
And that's why sometimes playing with Ryan.
Yep.
I always feel like it's like, oh, so I'm like, only 1 degree separation for those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. You're close. yeah, you're not only.
No, he's somebody said, really? I was like, he loves music. The fact he can play with me in a room that sells out at 150 and it doesn't sell out.
Yep.
And then he plays places like that huge. It's the guy loves music and it's awesome.
Yeah, they're such cool guys.
You're a Duluth dude. It's like I'm honored to have him play with us.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes, and it's cool. He's just, you know, he's so good. And he's gonna be on the next record too, a handful of songs.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, yeah,
because I had him on the EP.
Yeah.
And then, because that was all done during the pandemic. So I just kind of picked who I wanted.
Yep.
Like, I did the songs, and then just the songs were recorded, just the bass, drums, and vocals and acoustic. And then I just picked all the musicians that I could hear the songs in my head.
Yep.
Finished kind of like where I wanted it to go. And then I just thought about the people that would make that happen. And
That's cool.
And it all worked out perfectly. And then that kind of was the foundation, and now I can kind of,
yeah,
you know, now I, yeah. And the next record is gonna have all three fiddle players I've played with, actually.
That's super cool. Well, let's talk about the next record.
Yeah.
What's sure. What's going on with this one? What's where is it at in the process? What are you writing about? Tell me all about it.
Probably almost halfway. I did six songs. We're doing it at the same place we did the EP with.
Where's that?
It's in Bloomington, like that's where I live. You know, wherever, I guess it doesn't matter. Suburb dude, with kids.
We don't judge you for living in the suburbs. It's
yeah, I know.
It's yeah, fine, I don't it's give like, a shit.
My old house, 2 years after we sold it, that's George Floyd was murdered 3 blocks away.
Oh, geez.
So, I miss South Minneapolis, but yeah, that's that area had some rough time going on. Well, so,
and when you have kids,
that's kind of what we did. It was just a pretty busy area, and yep. You know, I moved in there going like, oh, this is. In my 20s, we bought the house, and I was like, oh, this is great. Look at all the stuff's going on. It's busy.
Yeah.
And then have kids, I'm like, oh, look at this house. All the stuff's going on. It's busy. And I was like, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah,
it's 100-year-old house is cool. We redid the kitchen, found 1953 newspaper in there. It's like, I love that stuff, but,
that's awesome. You
know, Everett's, the store down the street, I miss all that stuff.
Yep.
But either way, it's nice. But either way. See, I can talk forever about lots of weird, random stuff.
I am also guilty of going down rabbit holes.
Yeah, but
so we're okay.
It's with my friend Jeremy Tapero. I've known him, man, since the late '90s.
Yeah,
he recorded 2 Cadillac Blindside records. The first two, and he did some demos for the Cardinal Sin. I mean, I've just known him forever. He's played in so many bands that I've liked and known. You know, like. From drums to bass, guitar player, singer to everything, and now he plays bass in Soul Asylum.
Nice.
I mean, the guy's been a lifer. That's all. I've never known that guy working at a grocery store or doing a job. He's just done music and he's good at it. And I get why.
That's awesome.
He can do everything, and that's what's kind of cool.
Yep.
And he's really good at all of them. It's not just like, oh, I'm good at this one, I do the others.
Yep.
Like, if you ever hear him play drums, you're like, holy crap! And then he can write a great song, and then.
Don't you hate guys like that sometimes?
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Oh, yeah. He's like the guy in high school who's good at sports.
Yeah.
He's good looking and he was smart. I was like,
you don't
really
get all three.
I was like, come on, man.
Right? Yeah. We could have used some of that over here.
I'm short, not very smart. He's like, damn it, come on, give me one.
Yeah.
I need a scholarship, man. Yeah. I'm poor, too.
I need something.
Oh, yeah, they're rich.
Yeah, of course.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it's like, God damn. But yeah, no, we went into his, he's got a great studio. I mean, he's done, like, Michael Bland lets him record him, so it's like, you know, you can trust him recording.
Mm-hmm. yep.
So we did, it's the same studio, so we just did half of it, and we're going to do it at the same place, so it all kind of makes sense. We just did 6 songs just to not kind of overbear the whole process and also financially. I'm going to do it myself because I just don't understand music nowadays.
It's a different
and,
world.
Yeah, it's a totally different world, and like, I look at, yeah, it's like, yeah, like, nah, I'm not any, nowhere near Taylor Swift, obviously, but yeah, I don't own any of my rights to like a lot of my old music.
Oh yeah,
I think somebody wanted to put out a Caleb Blindside vinyl for our last record, and but it was on Fueled by Ramen.
Yeah,
and now that's owned by some major label, and yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah,
you know that stuff doesn't happen. It's weird. They're not gonna do it. It's not like we're taking money away from them. I don't get it.
Yeah,
it's just kind of like it's a bummer. I don't like that stuff. I like to have complete 100% control, especially this is my solo stuff. It's my name.
Yep.
I don't know if it's right. I get it. It'd be awesome. Either way.
Yeah.
We're going to go in again soon. Cause we've been demoing the other, as I have other musicians put their stuff down on those songs. I'm demoing out the other ones and getting, I have it all planned out what's going to, it's for the most part.
I love it.
What's going to be. And there's it's mostly, there's a couple, some stuff that's slightly older, not really, really, really old. Well, yeah. Maybe, but, actually there's one that's really old, you know, and then there's some ideas that were around the time that I did the EP.
Yeah.
And then just some of the stuff throughout the years of these last couple of years of, I've worked out some songs that's the new, that to be the newer ones, obviously. Sweet. But so it's a little mixture of that, and it's so it's like a little, you know, with the older ones, it's a little bit of the drink and stuff. And it's you know, like I've said, like my old songs I sang about drinking and, you know, heartache and all that stuff. But I still always drank, and those now I sang about drinking and why I didn't like what drinking did to my life.
Yeah.
But you still did it, you know, it's just kind of rock and roll, or punk or whatever the hell you want to call it. Kind of, you know, just being what you thought you had to do.
Exactly. It was what was sold to us.
It was just a life. It was lifestyle. I was working in bars and, you know, and just, yeah, it's just, it is what it is, you know,
working
100%. At, you know,
yeah.
Like working at like 11 in the morning was early. That was like, that
I
was
know,
like
right?
Brutal.
Yeah, that wasn't gonna
And
happen.
It's like, it's so weird now to think about that.
Yeah.
Well, either way. So, and then, you know, the EP was my kind of, like my sobriety a little bit, talking about just realizing that I was a complete crazy person.
We are.
And then this new stuff is a lot of, little, you know, same self-reflection type stuff of, who I'm trying to be, where I've been, who I am still. I mean, I'm not, I mean, it's, you can't, you know, it's like, I think this new record I have kind of, I think the, so far, I think, I believe it's going to be called a pre-existing condition.
Ooh, that's a good name.
Yeah.
That's
or condition. Name. I'm not, cause it's basically like I've been this way my whole, you know,
yep.
My whole life. It's always, and now that's where I look back of kind of seeing how it's taking me, which way, how that, you know, like as a young kid, just being like getting in trouble and just, you know,
yeah,
just the learning, the way my brain works, the ADD, like the left brain, just all the weird classes I had to go to. I mean, like all my brothers and out of six kids, the Catholic school wouldn't take me
because
I needed extra stuff. They're like, no. So it was just like, I was like, yeah, I was stuck right there. I was like,
yeah.
Yep, that road of sin for me.
Yeah, right. That's,
you know,
where
it's
I'm
like
going.
They started that, you know. No, yep. I'm kidding. You can blame the church.
You can always blame the
church. I know. yeah, we can go there. I don't want to make people mad.
No.
But yeah, I'm a recovering Catholic, right? Is that how they call it?
That's what they call it. Yep.
Whatever. I love science. So
dinosaurs.
man. You know, it's like, it's hard to say. Yeah, you know, it's goofy.
Well, before I get you in more trouble, do you want to play a song for the people?
Oh, sure.
You want to show them something you got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do a newer one, I guess.
Yeah.
This is but yeah, like
I'm gonna come over there and set that mic up and keep talking and tell the people about it.
Yeah, it's about my this would be one of my yeah, what would you say? Yeah, newer one. It's kind of about my current state of life. That's my mailman job. I think I'm going to do that one.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll probably play a new one. It's about, just kind of how being by myself during the day can be awesome, but it also can make me reflect on everything about what I've done with myself and, you know, what I want to do with myself, and it's great, but also can, you know, you can eat it, yeah. But I love it. I do like it, so.
It's like that old thing about living alone. The best thing about living alone is living alone, and the worst part about living alone is living alone.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm just kind of stuck with myself sometimes.
Yeah. All right, okay. Take it away.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Spend most days walking around, only in circles, never leaving town. Matching numbers, miles and miles, the grievous angel left of the dial. Soul bones, broken brain, do I care not to seem insane? I tell you where I think it all can go, sure you already know. My faults, me and myself, all my faults. I've been worse, so I don't mind. Find me here, I'm a poor man's crime. Soul bones, broken brain. Do I care not to seem insane? I tell you where I think it all can go. Sure, you already know. Feeling will last forever. Sometimes it lingers on, finds me, makes its way in songs. Bones, broken brain, you know I cannot seem the same. I tell you where I think it all can go. Alone with this broken heart, you know I cannot fall apart. I tell you where I think it all can go. I show you all I know.
So that's a kick-ass song.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Here's the deal, James. We are running out of time.
Oh, yeah. No,
but
sorry.
That song's so fucking good. Do you want to just do one more song?
Sure.
Yeah?
Do you want to... should I do an older one this time?
Go for it, man. Yeah.
Is there a certain one do you know that you want to hear?
No. Hit anything you're feeling. Anything you're vibing on.
Oh, yeah. See, I've been... I didn't do a... I'm going to do a... Trainwreck. This is a pretty old song, I guess. This is like those times where you kind of... I wrote this song while I was drinking for many years.
Yep.
Rewrote it, reworked it. This is one of those things. I was writing a song as I drank it, and I so you see, I knew it. I knew I was a problem, but I couldn't stop. And then I didn't finish it until I got sober. So
I love that.
Maybe that's
I love that story.
I don't know. It's weird, but
yeah.
I've had this song for a long time. So.
Take it away.
I'm gonna do it in the right key. drinking a lot more these days. No good reason can be said. Am I think of self-pity or depression wants me dead? Lord, I already hit rock bottom. Turns out stops along the way. Took the scenic route, blacked out on a runaway train. I'm dragging with me through the mud my name. Like a fugitive, I'm hiding out from last night. I swear every step I take is paved with mines. Asking for trouble, drinking in daylight till the lights are closing time. Lord, I already hit rock bottom. Turns out stops along the way. Took the scenic route, blacked out on a runaway train. Oh, I'm dragging with me through the mud my name. If I ever manage to remain sober, celebration always does me in. Got me a one-way pass, driving first class, riding the rails of sin. Thought I already hit rock bottom. Turns out stops on the way. Took the scenic route, bragged out on a runaway train. Dragging with through the mud my name. Dragging with it through the mud my name. Dragging with it through the mud my name. Call me Jimmy, but train wreck, it's all the same.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Dude, better than any song Patterson ever wrote. I dig it.
No, thank you. So we're going in soon, I think, for the next song.
The next session.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then hopefully this year it'll
get it out this year. That's
I'm hoping. I started in September is when I first did it. And it's hard to do it with I have a job and kids and stuff like that. So it's just kind of hard to kind of really whatever.
Yeah.
And I will be doing a funding thing eventually, to get it the full process of everything, because to do it the right way. So people will be hearing about me, hearing from me. Maybe I might annoy people. People
want to
help
out,
be part of the process.
You got to do it. Well, where can the people find you so they can be annoyed by you?
I'm on the socials. I need to get on the TikTok, do some dances.
Oh, yeah, do the dances. You got to do the Austin dance.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. I need to do something. JamesEugeneRussell.com.
Nice.
Would just be the, it's the
easiest place to
just you know, Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna get better about all that post. Like, I'm just, it's all left to me, and like I'm just a space case over. Like, even a post, I'll overthink what I'm writing.
Yeah.
I'll erase it, overthink it, and then I don't send it.
Yep.
And then I go, I was like, oh man, now I lost my chance to even really do it. Like, yeah, I do that with text. Yeah.
I get it.
People love trying to talk to me on that. I overthink everything I do, so I'm going to get better with it. You'll hopefully be hearing a lot more from me with everything.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear more from you, man. This is good. This is good music that you're making, and it matters.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, it's very cathartic, I guess.
It's huge because it's the type of music that makes people that are going through something feel like they're not alone, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well,
and thanks. I think that's important for the world.
Oh, that's good. No, thank you. And honestly, that's how it's felt for, you know, because all my favorite people are all the drink, partying people. And yeah, like nowadays it's talked about and thought about, and you're not like looked down. You didn't talk about mental health, you know, 10 years ago, really,
not
even.
At all.
And then 20 years ago, Jesus, you know, where, I don't know, you just kind of didn't really think about it. I think sometimes even my mom's, who was like in her 80s, she's like, oh, you talk about that? You know, like when I talk about like being an alcoholic and stuff like that. Either way, it is what it is. I think it's good. I think it's good that people are growing up knowing that you can talk about your feelings and your brain, and a male can do that.
Yeah.
And it's not something that you're going to be looked down upon.
100%. It's so nice. It's refreshing.
Yeah. I think refreshing. It'll solve anger issues with people and violence and lots of things and hopefully like Phil Burr says, it stops with somebody.
Stops with somebody, and you don't have to,
to keep the, you know, just because, I hate when people say like, well, I grew up this is how I grew up. It's like, no, you don't have, you know,
you don't, I know, have to
multiple
cycle.
People, I know some people just go with they go to the next, you know, they're a mess up because their parents were, and I feel bad for them, and it sucks, and I get it.
Yeah.
But also, I've seen the people that grew up that same way who are now, like the person I wrote a song on a newer record, it's a really old song. But that person, like, she grew up poor in this Northeast area with a single mother who was an alcoholic and, you know, and she's a politician now.
Oh, geez. Yeah. See?
Yeah. And, you know, lives a good life with three kids.
Exactly.
It's like she was. I just respect people that can do that. Somebody like Ryan Bingham, like, here, look at his life.
Yeah, same
deal. Look where he's at now. It's like, you don't have to go follow that, you know.
100%.
You don't have to, yeah. I just don't want
to. Jason Isbell's another good example, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, same, all that stuff. You just, like, this, you know. There's, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
You want to walk, too, you know?
I don't want my kids to see it through their parents.
Yep.
The world has enough of that, and they're going to, I just don't want them to see it I don't want them to do it because we did it. I want them to make good choices because I hopefully showed them the right, you know, I just don't want, because they're going to make, it's hard enough that I just don't want them to do that stuff. So if I get lead by a good example, then maybe they, I think a little differently as a, when I became a parent, I was like, it's not just about me anymore. I can't just say, screw it. I'll just, hide out somewhere and just drink myself away or my feelings away and feel better. It's like, I got people to, I just want them to have a good life. I don't want them to be happier than me and be able to understand how to.
That's huge, man.
Yeah. So like, you get hard feelings. They have it. It's in their blood from their parents. So I don't want them to get. You know, it to be, I want, you know, hopefully they'll.
It's a huge testament.
Hopefully they'll be smart
though.
About it when it comes. Everyone goes out and parties. Everyone's going to have those times.
Yep.
Make dumb decisions. But you just got to not do them for a super long time and make them too bad and too hard, you know.
Don't fall too far.
Yeah. You know, I just,
Yeah.
I just realized a lot, because I've been 8 years sober, so.
Congrats, man. Yeah. Congrats.
I just realized it was last month, I guess.
Yeah. What's your day?
I don't know exactly. That's anything.
That's fair, yeah.
I think it was sometime right after, Easter.
Okay.
It changes, and I think I looked at it. I was like, I think it was March 1. It was in March.
Nice.
But, it, you know, like I say, it was a blurry time, so the actual date, because the hangover was probably 2 days, you know.
Yeah, right. Very true.
I'm not sure. That's all that, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy to think about.
Well, congratulations. we're glad to have you here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you talked about the Justin Towns Earl thing, and it's one of those things where when you struggle with stuff like that, your options at a certain point become
I definitely
turn it around.
He was one of my, you know, I loved his music. And I actually thought I was like, oh, he's gotten sober. I thought he was kind of, but you know, I've had friends I had a friend overdose who I thought was sober.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Try not to swear as much as, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get it. But it's always that. You know, it was a fentanyl with my friend, and it was fentanyl with just. I mean, like, who put fentanyl in cocaine? It's crazy.
It's insane.
I'm glad I don't do drugs now.
You don't have to worry about it.
No, because it's like.
It's not the same drugs.
When it was in the other stuff, but it's like, that's scary times. Yeah. But still, you shouldn't be doing it. And luckily I got to see Justin Towns Earl so many times, like in so many different ways, solo to different versions of bands with like Amanda Shires as his fiddle player.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Joshua Headley was his fiddle player.
Nice.
You know, and they both went on to do cool stuff. And either way, one time I was supposed to see him at First Ave, but he got arrested the night before when he got in something happened at some place, city before.
God.
So it got canceled. That was when he got Indianapolis. He destroyed some, whatever. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Like 2010, I think.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you're not going to.
I know. So, yeah, but,
I'm glad you're.
With a parent, like,
yeah,
like, I love Steve Earle, but man, that's like, it must have been pretty rough.
Probably pretty tough. Yeah, exactly.
And look at the influence I had. I don't know. He just kind of always wished he would have beat that demon, but he didn't. And I'm trying to at least, like, you know, it was in their blood. It's part of, you know, I just, my thing is I just don't want to let them see it until it's time for them to see it. Like, when they're like 21 and going out and seeing like, whoa, it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't want them to see that at home.
Don't let them catch it off guard. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you very much for.
My pleasure, man.
This is awesome. I enjoy these things, hearing about people, like other musicians, and you guys doing this stuff. It's fun to talk about music and how to get to where you get to get to. And
yeah, exactly.
You don't really, you know, get to do it as much. And, you know, you don't want to be talking about yourself all the time.
I know.
When somebody asks you to do it, it feels a little better.
Yeah, exactly. I know exactly what you mean. I like to say that from my perspective, this is a great job for a failed musician. You know, because I get to just BS with musicians all day, which is one of those things. Like, you know, when you're in a green room, sometimes you just don't get the chance to have the conversations.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. You're in a rush, like, or whatever, and
you know you don't want to. You know, in those situations, I'm like, well, I quit drinking. It's like you're at a bar. And it's like I always like sometimes feel bad talking about it.
Yep.
Because, I mean, if you go to a bar to get drinks, and I get it, I'm the one with the problem.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? It's like I am bad with, I'm still bad. I mean, like I said with the album title, it's pre-existing conditions. It's like I'm not really changing. I am. I'm just working with what I have.
Yep, exactly.
I'm an addict.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm horrible with, I have been since I was a kid, I realize. I mean, I used to drink a 12-pack of Coke a day.
Yeah.
I could. Because I just drink them, I do anything. I'll just obsess about everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's 420, so there's that.
It is 420. You
know, and there's things like, it's like, everything's just like, I'll obsess about it. I know I'm an addict, and it's just like, pre-existing conditions. Like, I still am kind of the same way, just trying to do it in a safer way.
Yep. Yeah.
Legal way.
I hear
maybe.
You.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's how you got
to
do it.
Like, I'm not, you can't, it's hard to change who you are. Exactly. I mean, I don't want to. I am who I am.
Exactly. And, well, who you are is a damn good songwriter and a damn good musician. And a damn good father from the sounds of it.
Oh, well, thank you.
And just a damn good human being, man. Oh, so, well,
thank you. I think
Yeah.
Paul Wellstone, we all do better when we all do
better.
So you just got, like, it. Yeah, if you just.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm sick of being angry and pissed.
I get it. Dude, it's exhausting.
Yeah, so it's exhausting. I don't know.
I mean, it's, yeah, dude. Well. I think that's a great spot for us to to end on, man.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, dude. Thank you so much for coming on. Glad you're here. JamesEugeneRussell.com. Pre-existing conditions coming out soon. So make sure you follow James Eugene Russell on all of the socials. Go to the website, sign up for the email list, go to the shows, and just support him in his venture to make music and bring honest music to the people. And thanks again, James, for everything you're doing, and thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
There you have it, folks, my conversation with the one, the only, James Eugene Russell. So just one more time, I want to thank our sponsor, Car Concierge, for the show and tell you a little bit about what they do and how they can help put you in a new car in the easiest way possible, okay? So if you need to shop for a new car and you just simply don't have the time for that, right? Because you know it takes forever. And maybe those past experiences with those shady dealerships and salespeople has made you just want to avoid starting that search for your new vehicle altogether. Car Concierge gets it, and that's why they exist, all right? And that's part of the reason they're sponsoring the show, because they do such a good service for people. So Car Concierge is going to work directly with you to understand what you're looking for in your ideal vehicle, and then they're going to take the search on for you, right? It's going to save you endless amounts of time and questions by working with Car Concierge, because they will search, find, negotiate, and ultimately deliver your dream car directly to you without you having to step foot in a car dealership. So visit their website at gocarconcierge.com, which is down in the show notes, or call 612-662-7788 to get started today. Thank you for listening to Glad You're Here. Like, share, subscribe, all the good things about the show. New episodes every Wednesday. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week.